And here we go. This is Flash at the Dork Table on the 2nd of January in 2021. We made it. Yay. Let me open up my thing here. See if we have contact with the known world. There's Pancakes. Okay, well, yeah, I'm a little bit late. I'm not used to doing this without Mary, so. Anyway, thank you, Grimmier. We have another successful launch in the new year. Second day. What could go wrong, right? Well, let's say hey to the bots and bodies that linger in the RLM chat room. We got Barman and Cowboy Tech, Grimnir, Moose Girl, Kate, Rob Works, Chelsea, Sidoni, Circlo, me, Flash Somebody, Jabba Doctor 2, Jays, Nines, Jays, Meister Brow, Prince, Vanna White, Weather Dork, The Phantom, Asmo 2, Beetle, Beth Z, Sideboard Noodle, Ensiv, Eric, Grumpy up in Canada. Or would I? That would be down in Canada for one. I think. Anyway. And we've got Kozu, Matt, WJ2002, Mr. Snick, Pancakes, Hey Mental, Smataz, The Holiest Roger, and ZPix. So I guess the crazy kids from California are logged on. Maybe they'll be doing their show again. I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with all this drama lately. The new year, the election, the corona fucking hoax. You name it. We've been slapped with it. So, I don't feel very sociable. I've been gaming a lot lately. Last couple days, just getting lost, 2-3 hour games, just let the brain take a break from all the drama. And I did go out to the store. I do enjoy my little walks. Get out there, freeze a little bit, warm up again, get a little leg motion going on. Anyway, so I go into the grocery, and I'm still one of those diehard. I ain't wearing a mask. I carry something and hold it up to my mouth if they really that scared. But anyway, the kids, some of these kids are getting terrible rashes from, you know, working in a hot store, movement, sweating and all that, and they wear these fucking masks, they're getting all rashed up. Looks terrible. But they're young. I guess they'll recover from whatever they contract from all this fucking help we're getting from Mother State. And I keep saying, I thought people were smarter than that. Well, you know, the virus was a film. It wasn't real. You know, like the moon landing. It's just make-believe. People, they tell you these wonderful stories, and then at the end they tell you, see, and that's the word of God. Because John told me so. So, or Moses or Abraham or some old Jew bastard, something like that. And here we sit. You know, you can be an old relic and tell people shit like that and just call you crazy. Say you're quoting a book. I'm quoting the book that was written many days ago. By God. Yep. God wrote it through man. See, that's how you end up wearing a mask in 2020. Is, well, you believe what other people tell you. It's really easy to do. I've done it. In my day, fuck. How many times have I fallen victim to the trappings of the society that I trusted? Well, you don't have a choice. It's either you trust the society you're in or leave it. So, guess what I did? Fortune was with me, and opportunity showed its ass, and I went, oh, okay, I can do that. And the next thing I know, America's a long, long lost. It's not forgotten. And I spent a lot of years there, so. But fortunately, the time that I was there was kind of like fun. I had more fun than most people do. I hear a lot of upset, complaining, what to call it. I'm not in that mindset of being a victim of this corona hoax. And the state here is pretty strict. I mean, you know, it's all voluntary. They know better than to start threatening you with police. They kicked the police out of the city a long time ago, so this local establishment has a reputation, I guess, a record. Keep the state out of our shit. We don't like Mother State any more than we have to. But they do like them enough to have a few inconveniences, like the bars being shut down. That was kind of a drag. Only because I live in freedom. Freedom of choice. If you want to drink, go drink. If you want to shoot heroin, go shoot heroin. I don't care what you do. I care what you do to me. Outside of that, free for all. Or I'd do something about all that shit going on in Palestine. Fuck. Then again, that book that was written all those years ago by God, he picked some people and they decided they're from here. And fuck the people that live there already. We'll just get rid of those idiots. In 70 years, the Jews will be the victims of the Arabs. Just like, I guess just like that book told you it would or something, that they live it out. It's really incredible how people grow up hearing shit in the States like I did. Separation of church and state. And then you see the president up there with his fucking hand on his heart in front of some fucking church. Or maybe moving an embassy to Jerusalem. See, it's all symbolism and stories, but crying out loud, it means something to the religious nuts out there. And there are many, 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 many times pi of them that you're up. You could probably drown in the masses of stupidity that we're surrounded by. You know? And they've done a very good job of it. What they did was they control everything through finance. So everything that you learn, ask Larry Woods. I had an inkling of all this stuff, you know, but no way to prove it. I'd never met anybody like Larry that would actually admit, yep, I went through all the education. I'm an inventor. And as I was inventing and I got to where I'm at today, I realized everything they taught me in school was basically partial what I needed to know, maybe, and some of it was just basically downright deceitful. But through his efforts and his looking, he found an answer to his question. My questions aren't as deep as Larry's, but I lean toward that way. How can you trust a system that has proven itself to be what it is, time after freaking time after time, no matter what the case, no matter what the issue or the question. You turn to Mother State, and the only people that ever benefit from it are the people that run, whatever that is, Mother State. The faces of politics, faces of education, religion, all these big things that they've been stolen. I don't know how to make sense of this to anybody else. But how can you actually expect to charge people money or knowledge? I mean, talk about that's just something that doesn't really make any sense to me. I learned a lot of things in life without having to spend any money to learn them. And the things that I learned just by learning was pretty good stuff. The school stuff, I don't know. I learned how to read and write before I started school. My mom told me before she died, she says, yeah, they bitched at me about that one. When you first started in school, they said, oh, you taught them to read and write. You ruined everything. And she kept that a secret for a long time. But oddly enough, she was more tolerant of my anti-school behavior than my father ever was. But poor dad, he couldn't read and write as fast. He was a slow reader, so it fucked him up in the academic world. But I didn't have that problem. But something still managed to find a way to fuck me up in the academic world, because I started out running, and at about 8 years old, I'm doing my A's and doing a couple of B's just to be normal. And all of a sudden, 9 years old hit, and I went, fuck this. Now, I may not have said it at the time, but, you know, this is an old man looking back on his past, thinking, where in the hell did everything just change, you know? One day I was one way, and the next day, academically, just not, fuck this. And I never pursued it after that, and they kept trying until I was about 14 to get me interested in school. Something has got to make this kid. No, nothing worked. They finally gave up. But either, how do you explain that? I just was never a follower. Was always in trouble for speaking out or cussing. I figured out when I was about 11 that if you swore in your class, that they would suspend you for 3 days. So. I'd have a choice word with my English teacher that had a particular dislike for me, and every now and again I'd get a 5-day weekend, but it was worth it. You know, now looking back, it's just so so weird. And the people that I look at, I wonder if their stories compared to mine, or if they were worse. You know, I don't know. I guess the working class has a lot of me's in it. You know, but most of them broke down and decided to work. I'm Jewish by bloodline or whatever that shit is. So I think I just always found a way around, you know, whatever I considered to be laborious. And I did a lot of labor jobs, but it was because at the time it was easy money. And wow, and I'm talking about things like in Miami, I was cutting down trees with a guy out in the freaking 100 degrees, you know, and hauling logs, getting busy, making, but he paid good, and everybody else that he offered the job to, just, no, I can't keep up with you, man, I'll pass on it. So his name was Doug, and he had a hell of a time keeping somebody working for him, and every once in a while, he'd run into me. I would never say no, so I just avoid him. And if he ran into me, I'd work for him. But yeah, outside of that, I didn't go looking for Doug, because he was a maniac. But looking back, see, it's all this hindsight stuff. Now, 30 years gone by, I can't do the things I did in those days anymore. Don't even want to. Now I'm comfortable and old and watching the world burn, I suppose, best way to put it. I saw the, I don't know what to make of this freaking Trump-Biden thing. I see, all the stuff I see on the internet webs tells me that Joe Biden with his masked men stole the election from Donald Trump. Donald Trump won the popular vote, somehow lost it to Joe Biden, which is, I know it's probably not funny to a lot of people, but I mean, out of the two of them, they're like the two most unelectable men on earth to run for that job. You couldn't pick two of the sorriest, what, Kissinger and maybe, I don't know, Netanyahu. That would be a trip.
Kissinger and Netanyahu for president, vice president. Well, maybe that's really who's running shit. We just get told that it's, you know, Donald Trump. But it's really Hank Kissinger. You know, and he sits back in his chair and he says, no. Let them die. Anyway, uh-oh. Did I lose contact with the world? Oh, my God. My computer was idle and the screen just went blink. So I thought, no, I've lost contact with the known world. Anyway, Mental, how you doing out there? I think you're in Michigan, right? Michigan? I can't remember off the top of my head. Yeah. Hey, Woody. There's a few chitter chatterers. There's Mental. I don't usually read the chat when I speak because sometimes people are just downright rude and it throws off my timing. I don't know. I could never get into all that shit, you know, like with Vinny. Oy vey, it was just too much. I mean, I like a joke now and again, but crying out loud. Anyway, so we got Woody and Pancakes and Cowboy Tech. I guess Grim's lurking around doing something. He put up a now because I'm doing a wacky door tickle. Because we're in the 2021. Whoopie fucking do. I mean, crying out loud. It, like anything changed. I made that prediction too. I said things are going to seem like they've changed, but they're really not any different. And I'm going to stand by that. And I know people are going to say, well, they got masks and they got this. Okay, well, so what? You can opt out of that shit if you're willing to fight the system. And then again, it depends on where you live and how deep these morons that are involved in what's the right word? The policing of it, you know, actually enforcement. There you go. Had a brain fart. I better load up the pipe load. Talk about law enforcement and the dorking you, because I'm telling you, man, I feel kind of guilty. I don't think it is because I just won't comply. No, it worries my wife because, you know, people get nasty and they go, well, I got to do this shit. And there's that fucked up American prick and he ain't going to wear a mask. God, I think I'll turn him in. And, you know, just the hoopla being turned in to the state for not complying to some fucking ignorant, stupid thing that's going to make me sick. But as we all know, the truth doesn't have nothing to do with any shape of reality. Whoa. Reality actually seems to depend on the lie. They tell you one thing, but it's always bullshit. Fluoride's good for your teeth. Yeah, it might be good for your teeth, but it dulls your third eye. Holy shit. Or what about some of the food? We got all these chemicals and goop and shit, whatnot. It's like, you can't make this up. I mean, if you did, I'll give you an example. If you read off, call the state, tell them that you just shot this serum into your child and read off the ingredients on an inoculation for a virus or something or a flu shot. And if you actually, if they proved you did it, they could put your ass in jail for endangering the kid. But if you've got a license to practice medicine, but you know what you can do? You can stick that needle inside somebody's arm and kill them. And you know what? Nothing's going to happen because that's just shit. That's part of the job, babe. And people say, no, that's not true. But it is. Yeah, we live in a psychotic society where the people that get away with the absolute worst to the most of us are the ones who get all the money. They write all the laws, what you can poison a human being with, what you can't poison them with, how much of this can you poison them with, what is the safe limit of mercury to put into a human being. And I come up with zero. No amount of mercury is safe to put into a human being. But, you know what? The educated fellows among us, those wonderful lawmakers and politicians, they got together and they decided that they're smarter than nature. They know better for us. They're smarter than nature. And by God, we need a little bit of mercury, just enough to preserve that inoculation so it doesn't go bad and fuck you up. unless I'm reading this wrong, that is the argument that they've got. Well, it's not enough to actually kill you. It's to keep the medicine. No. Good. So that doesn't kill you. And then by the time all is said and done, you know, you've got some poor schmo just had a needle pulled out of him, and that poor bastard couldn't tell you what was in it or why they gave it to him. Probably couldn't care less either. Now, when I had the hernias, I had me a shot. Boy, but I begged for the shot. I was in agony so bad. It was just horrid. And the nurse gave me this, they called it synthetic heroin. I forget what they called it at the time, but it turns out it was some opiate. And man, and the second they pulled that needle out of my butt, my hernias stopped hurting. I couldn't feel anything but good. It was wonderful. So, what I can say about that is I can understand how people can be in pain and take a thing, a pill or a shot or something, and become physically, not mentally, physically addicted to these things. Luckily, I've never been physically addicted to these things. Well, they call my marijuana habit. They call that an addiction. Let us ponder. See, because the state spent a lot of years bullshitting everybody about how bad pot was for you. So here we are, 2021. And some places are, I know you're going to hate hearing it like this. Some places are still begging the state, just like here in Denmark. Begging the state to make it legal. Stop making it so illegal. Maybe that's why they shut the bar down, so that they can make hash legal here. Because they're going to lose a little bit of revenue off that alcohol drinking business, I would assume, because they did it through the country. It wasn't just in this town. They did it in the big cities, too. So alcohol has been taken off the table. I keep saying, I wonder what's coming. I'm not, you can't really do much about whatever this big illusion thing we call society is. It's out of your control. What's in my control is how I see it. You know, but the actions of the state, without guns and threat of law, threat of locking you up and shit, there is no such thing. Without enforcement, then you just have bad ideas that may never get to you. Now, if you got enforcement, or at least Karens, you see that? An army of fucking screaming Karens. Good God. If that was, I'd move. I couldn't tolerate that shit for 20 seconds. Good God. Some group of screaming wackadoodle females. Or males. I don't think it would matter, but the ones that irritate me more are the females. Don't like to see women behave like that. Don't know why. Maybe it's just unattractive. Because people are, we're all people. We're all the same. Male or female and all that shit. But then they got really good. They figured out how to get us all. Now you can identify as non-binary. Oh, you could be a toaster. Oh. There's Grim was reading this list off about all the different genders that qualify with so-and-so and the hoochie-woochie. That's what I mean about all this collective education stupidity. It's gone too fucking far. When do you just stop and say, no, I'm not going to do that? And, of course, where I live, I don't speak the language. Oh, I was telling Sir, either today or yesterday, maybe 2 days in a row, I was just so pleased with my personal life because when I go out there in the world and things are, you know, hectic and crazy, I don't speak their language enough to get to understand what may be going wrong. So my biggest problem is sometimes somebody has to interpret because the clerk may not be familiar enough with English to know what I want. And that's not always that hard. I run into people in town all the time when I go out that I know. But had I learned language, I guess I could become a better arguer in a public situation. Because outside of hello and how are you, I don't really get into the society thing too much. No matter what, no matter where I'm at, people in society, they're out there doing their thing, and I don't care to mix with them too much. I'm more of a pot smoker and a bar drinker. And people that worked in the, you know, service industry usually bought, you know, pot. So it was always like a job. I always knew where to go, no matter where I was, what state, what country. I could always find the potheads. it's like a gift, like a talent. I even did it on the island I was on in Scotland. It took me a while, but I found somebody that was grown. It was a wild trip to get to Denmark, I'm telling you. I've done some stuff over my lifetime, though, that to discuss it with other people, it's just, it's like, well, I guess I'm going to go meet some woman in Denmark. So, yeah, I guess if I said I was going to do it, I did it. So I kind of watch myself on what I'm going to do. Try to minimize things now, because now we've got the shadow of the COVID. Because we're at the end, and then the inauguration is going to come up. I don't know. Anybody got any solid guess on who the president's going to be in January, at the end of this month, January? Nobody? Nothing, huh? I don't blame you, but the curiosity, it's overwhelming. It's like, if I was a sports fan and I wanted to know, you know, did my team win or lose? It's almost to that kind of curiosity. You know? Except that either way, it's a lose-lose, you know, topic. President of the United States, give me a break. Where the woman's at, says the smart ass. I couldn't give it. See, either could I, but it's the topic because of the money games, I guess. You know, you got to know what bank's going to be sticking its thing in your whatcha-hoochie. You don't want to get butt raped by some strange banker. Now, do you, Grim? Don't you want to be familiar with your abuser? I don't like being abused by strangers. I want to be abused by people that I know love me, damn it. If I can't have that, what life ain't even worth living anymore. I don't know. But, I've got way different ideas about what is going on in the world than everybody else. I mean, I don't see a lot of people with original versions of what is actually happening. I mean, we all seem to agree on one concept that's international, and it doesn't skip a beat, and everybody agrees with something is fucking wrong, Johnny. That much, okay, we can agree on something. We got a starting point in this. It's not really a fight. It's more like an inconvenience. If you treat it like a fight, well, it's up to the individual, but fighting a dragon like this, wow, you're going to get hurt badly. Yes, this government, look at the people that take it on. And then the government gets fucking hold of them and locks them the fuck up. I mean, wow, over what? You know? So they're powerful. They have a lot of money. They can say anything they want to say, and the media will print it. Whether it's true or not, how do you know? I don't know. I don't know if Hillary Clinton's even a nice woman or a nasty woman. I've never met her. And all I've ever seen is the crap on the interwebs. My response to her is, ugh. I wouldn't, boy, if me and her were drowning, she'd be in trouble. You know what drowning people do to other people, right? It is, wow, talk about fight or flight. A drowning human being is probably the most dangerous of all living creatures. You talk about people with guns and knives and psychos and, oh, this guy's going to kill you and that guy's going to rape you. I'll tell you what, try saving a drowning victim sometime and find out what human beings are truly all about. It is it's incredible how we have instincts that go beyond anything that you can imagine. And if you find yourself in times of peril, peril or disaster, you find out two things. One is, boy, I'm fucking strong for being so small. And number two is, when the shit hits the fan and something's really gone wrong, people stick together pretty tight. They talk a lot of shit when everything's good. Oh, yeah, I'll kick your ass. And, oh, I'm going to do this. And oh, I'm going to do that. But when there's an earthquake or a hurricane, I don't hear any of that anymore. I remember, I have fond memories of the terrible times because people got together and they did what was important to be done. And then on top of that, there was like a crust of about 10% opportunists that were trying to make profit, like selling ice water or ice during the heat wave in the after the Andrew. It was pitiful. But, hey, that's what Jews do, babe. They take advantage of people when they got problems. And a hurricane is just another problem, isn't it? Really, when you think it through. But it may make me wary of the stranger, but in that kind of a situation with the neighbor. Well, boy, I had a lot of good neighbors in times of natural disaster or death, when something died or somebody's pet died or a neighbor's relative died, that kind of stuff. The things that level us, take you down off your high horse about just how important I am in this world and everybody should look at me. Yeah, right. Well, you know what? Some part of us is all like that to a degree. I think we learn it from television. Television's probably the worst influence in my personal life. But I've managed to replace a lot of it with gaming. So I'm still stuck on the television. That magic, ooh, I got that copper hat tonight. But that's because I smoke. Anyway, but yeah, electronics in the 2021. Wonder what's going to come. I'm expecting, see, I figured that Trump would win the popular vote, but the Electoral College would give Biden the seat, out of just my guess. But I never in a million years had ever thought that somebody would openly make light of stealing the vote. Like Joe Biden has. I mean, it's so interesting. Even to me, a non-voter, I could give a fuck who wins. I just want to know who won. It's like a war, I don't know. I've heard Biden say some of the damnedest things. Trump, I'm kind of burnt out on Trump. Biden was behind Obama for the 8 years he was around, but I'd catch a little shit that people would repeat, because North Carolina, where I was at, was very Republican. So the peers in the neighborhood hated the Democrats, especially Obama, unless they were black. Then they loved Obama because they're black. It was ridiculous. But Joe Biden has got, he's got links on the internet that you can go look up. If you don't think he's funny, wow. He's got a sense of humor. That just left me beside myself trying to not say the funny shit that Joe Biden says. And he's a rambler. I ramble, but I'm not a paid politician, and I don't have a script to go on. But this guy, I've heard Joe Biden's little blurbs on tape, or maybe it was video, you know, like somebody will interview little bits of it. And yeah, he's funny. Way better than Trump. Of course, I guess Trump's one of those sales pit. He's like an old Jewish brick. You know, I don't know. I'm not appealed. I don't have that that interest. What is that? Where when Trump starts talking, I usually shy away from it. His tone or his demeanor, I lose interest quickly. I'm not a big Trump fan, so I never saw the appeal to him getting the job in the first place. I mean, Christ, at least Obama could read a speech. Give him that. He was a smart guy, and he read well, but, he's the president. Come on, give me a break. Just going to kill a bunch of people for fucking oil. You know, what more is there to this? And if you ask, I would say if you ask Larry or Rob, they'd come up with the same thing. It's all based on our dependency as a collective on oil, and that, oddly enough, is a direct result of the delivery of the electricity. So, as long as we get the shitty electricity, we'll have to have the oil. And I think Larry and Rob kind of explained it to me that way, so that I would understand. It's not because the knowledge isn't available. It's not because people don't want to do it. It's because the government has actually written laws so that if you try to progress in certain areas of technology, you're breaking the law. But these are the same people that sell shit to the public, like birth control and experimenting on stem cells. I mean, right, you can do all that, but hey, you know what? If you mess with that neutral, buddy, The balance of the world will tilt 30 degrees to the right. Kill us all. It's terrible. You wouldn't understand. It's very technical. So, anyway, that's where we got with all that. But through experimenting, talking to other people, I think Larry at least has a good story, if nothing else. But they have encouraged everybody that's ever listened to, hey, if you don't believe this or if you know better than that, tell me where I'm wrong. Show me. I'll give it a look. And nobody ever did that. All they ever did do was show me a drawing. You know, and that told me that the concept was good. It's just getting, you know, starting a trip takes a step, and then you get to the end when you get to the end. But along the way, there's things that identify. It's a trip. You know, we're getting somewhere. And I think of that questioning Larry is. That shows that people are curious, and they've also, they've entertained these ideas on their own. This isn't just one guy. This is huge. A lot of people do this. Sadly, I only speak English, you know, in that side of it. I always find somebody to interpret if I needed to. But the ability to extend, you know, well, we've got the corona now, so nothing matters anymore, I don't think. In the long run. You know, the so what I mean is it's been exposed as a prison. So things seem all different because, oh, there's this corona bologna bullshit, but it's always been like this. No matter how you slice it, you just see that you had the passport and you could get through. Now they changed that. Now you need a COVID passport. It's still the same fucking thing. It's just different wording. You know? They scammed us one more time. These people in seats of decision, they get to a certain level and then all of a sudden all the decisions they make benefit, you know, 10 guys. Screw everybody else. You know, we just need your vote. But that's about all. Once they get the vote, apparently, at least this is the way it seems, they get the vote, they never look back and never do what they claimed they were going to do to get the seat in the first place. But yet, the sitting public, time after, it's like watching Lucy and Charlie Brown. I'm not going to move it. I promise I'll hold that football, Charlie Brown. And whoops, right on his ass. And it's a trap, fuck. We're so trapped in this shit. So either you make the best, like, I wish I had Serg's attitude towards the stuff, but I don't. I've got mine. So I told her when we first met, it was like, I told her, I get a kick out of watching you because I'm entertained as fuck, but I can't do that. There's no way in the freaking world I can think like that because I think differently. But I have the ability to see other people and judge them. And I think that's what I do. I think that's what we all do at some point, right? I try to. Keeps me out of trouble. Keeps me out of the traffic so I can run over by a car. Judgment. Making sure that your next step isn't as stupid as it looks. Because, you know, sometimes doing something... Well, it looks one way to me, but it looks another way to somebody else. Just like words. Words, actions, deeds, all these things. We're all taught that there's a one-size-fits-all. And that's not the case. 90 people, 95 people out of 100 maybe. And then there'll be those few, the few that don't agree. And... I'm usually in that little minority about almost every topic. I don't like to agree. I don't care for the social columns. They said this. Remember that show, The Big Bang Theory? There was not social constructs, but they're like rituals that we perform, like trained dogs, you know. And some of them get you good results, and some of them get you bad results. Just depends on which direction you want to go in, I guess. But politicians can be, you know, two-faced. They look you in the face, and they smile, and promise you the moon, and then they go and sell your ass to some big pharma group, sign some bill into law to force you to get a vaccine. Force you to get from the most deadly pandemic in the history of mankind. But they're going to force us for our own good to get a shot. And then when you start discussing all that, then they backpedal on it. Oh, the shot's not going to really get you anywhere. It's just because we want you to do it. Why? To prove that you are your sheep, you know? Let's be honest about all this crap. The ones that stand up and refuse, they're probably not going to be the happiest fucking people in the group, but they won't be getting a shot. And right, there's a lot of hoopla about enforcement right now, but I think there will be enough volunteers, people that want this crap. And enough of them happen that by the time they get around to enforcement, nobody will Nah, it'll be too late. So, I don't know. This is it's a strange position to be in looking onto it. I don't feel like I'm participating. You know, I'm not a Danish citizen, so the Danish citizen thing doesn't affect me. I'm a guest in their country. So, I don't know. If this thing all goes into forced anything, I'd probably end up having to go back to America. I don't know, pal. I don't know how seriously it could be taken, but apparently, if the worst comes to worst, if 2021 is worse than 2020, because so far I've been able to make a positive out of all the negative shit, except for losing the bar got me a little bit down. But given alcohol, drinking alcohol, it's not all that good. I can drink alcohol here. But I don't. I'd rather smoke. So I think I'm going to do my best in the future to look at them shutting down the bar just as like a favor to Lou, because he's getting old and he don't need that shit no more. He's an old married guy. Cut it out. Stop that. that's my stand for 2021 on the bar situation. But, whoa, but, on the other hand, ooh, that was a good one. Anyway, I don't know, where am I going to be this time? Well, let's do that. Let's go with last year about this time. Started the new year, and I don't recall much of this COVID-19 crap coming to the surface for about two more months, till about February. I remember me and Mary were talking about it, and at first we were like, what? But between the two of us, we've been through this virus, you know, that's going to kill a million people every freaking 4 years. For about the last 30, they do it every time there's an election. And every time there's an election, blah, blah, blah. We all know the story. But this time next year, what could Mother State pull off in 2021 to make life any more unpleasant than they already have? You know, because I'm not talking about like myself as an individual unpleasant. I'm talking myself as part of the collective unpleasant, you know. So, I was walking down the road today, and they had a million fireworks. They do the fireworks real heavy here on New Year's Eve. And the streets littered with all the leftover stuff till they come sweep it all up. And I'm walking home from the cigarette store, and I see this woman on the porch, and her mailbox door is open. And in English, I say, hey, your mailbox door is open. And she says, in English back, yeah, I know. We did that because we didn't want the kids to throw firecrackers in it because they're doing all the fireworks last night. And I never even thought of that. This is 2021. And I live in a place where the kids still think of, or at least the grown-ups think the kids might do stuff like that. So, it sounds pretty normal. I mean, it might be mean to some people, but, you know, little pranksters, when you're a teenager, being a prankster is not so bad. It's not the end of the world if you do something stupid like that. Nobody really ends up getting maimed for good. Well, depends on how stupid the person is that actually does it. Because I had some friends when I was real young, about 10 or 11. And one of the kids, I wasn't around this day. I heard about it for years after. But the one day I'm not ditching school, these other guys are ditching school. So, they were down at the riverbed. We had this overpass and went over the, it's like a concrete riverbed, like a river, and they found some M80s or something, they said. And one of the guys was hitting the damn thing with a hammer to see what it would do. And what he found out it would do is it blew off the tip of his finger. Eddie Duran couldn't hear for about 2 weeks. It was a explosion. It was really not good. And unfortunately for me, I was being good that particular day, and I had gone to school instead. So just like, you know, ending up here in Denmark is sometimes I just turn left because I feel like it, and it saves me from the crap that could have happened if I would have went where I was expected to be. And that mentality or whatever, I don't know, that kind of luck in life, physical life, has followed me forever, or it's led the way, something like that. Close calls here and there, but nothing. You know, just I've complained about this forever. I've never seen a bank robbery. I've never been in, you know, in any kind of a social disaster that wasn't caused by nature. Everything has always been natural disasters. And I've never been involved in a riot or social, like anything like that, social discourse where there's sides to be chosen and people are going to fight. I've never been in any of that. But I've been reading and hearing on the interwebs that a lot of that's brewing. I don't know what time it went on, so crap. Just do a show until I'm tired of doing a show. Then I'll quit doing the show. Because we're at the dark table. And this is the second day of January 2021. You know, for all you calendar people, like Mental. Mental likes to know what day it is, right, Mental? If Mental didn't know what day it is, well, what would the balance of the world, huh? Oh, I think you're the only one that's left, you and Grim. Hey, Moose Girl's there too, but she don't care for my style too much, if you know what I mean. I'm one of those hard to get along with characters. Speaking of which, hey Rob, are you out there? I don't know if Rob's hanging around tonight. Look at that. I got Elixir from the wife. Hey, thank you, sir. Look at this. Do a little radio. People are all they're all nice and syrupy and stuff. I get coffeed. But let's see. I don't have any problems with the existing situation outside of it. How I see it affect other people bothers me more than the thing bothers me. You know. All right. I'm a little uppity about thinking it's a hoax and they've gone too far with it. And the reason I think all this is if you go back to like 2019, what's going on is this is what would happen if, and they just left off the if part and pretended it happened and made it look to average Joe like this is what happened, not this could happen if there was a real virus and blah, blah, blah. And I'll tell you this, here's another clue to the whole puzzle. The paper mask, right? If the Jews had a real pandemic on their hands, some breathing apparatus to save your life would cost $1,000. So if you're poor, you'd be killing people to get your $1,000 to get your breathe thing. I don't even know what to call it because I'm just ad-libbing this idea. I'm making it up as I go. But it sounds more like what the Jews would do than what's going on. This is a product of creative writing, mass marketing. This is the people at the very top are having a good laugh, and it's all at our expense because we're down here doing it. You know? And if you're down on the bottom doing shit, where you're in a situation where society can tell you what to do, then something could be amiss. And I think if I was in another situation somewhere else, I could say I would feel that way. I don't, because again, I am visiting. I am not a member of this here lodge. They could not have me here as anytime they want. But fortunately, I guess I treat people like civilized enough to where I don't bring that kind of crap down. But the corona is a great excuse. I mean, crying out loud. And I'm the perfect age for all that. So, but that is probably why I've complained and sniveled and snootied and been smug about this fucking thing since it started. Because if you believe it, if you act it out, then it is real. You know? If I don't believe it and I go out there in a mask to go do my commerce in public, then at that point in my mind, I'm giving in and making this freaking thing real. Now, if I go out there and they go, well, you got to do this, I take out my American flag handkerchief out of my pocket and I put it over my face with my hand. And that's it. And nobody's even asked me to do that yet. So, I don't know. And I think just the negativity of life. This is this nasty feeling because of all the corona crap in the first place. I think it's brought people down. And it brought me down a little bit. I mean, I'm not a big happy... The Cirque's the happy person. Me, more like neutral. You know, I'm neither too grumpy nor too not grumpy. I'm just kind of grumpy enough. Whatever the hell that would be. I'm justifying it, pancakes. You know what I mean. But fuck. I can't imagine the kind of mind I would have to take all this knowledge that I've got about the things involved with this corona pandemic crap in the first place. And how can you not know at the end of it that, wow, boy, are we being played? People think we're stupid. Wow. They could just get on TV and just say, hey, stupid, get a mask. And people would play. They'd be, hey, stupid, get a mask. I saw it on TV. Do it now. I don't know if it's going to get any worse. Maybe not. Maybe the rashes on the faces are coming out now. Oh, I saw this kid today. Yesterday. I had to go into town. Not to the usual place where they have those plastic things that don't touch their skin and they got those tilted out and all that so they don't fog them. But they're ahead of the curve. And down at the grocery, it looked like they had the paper, cheap paper one. And the poor kid's face is just raw, red raw from wearing the damn thing. It made me feel terrible. And I thought, my God, what have we come to? Now, there was a time in life when I was younger. If I knew something was this bad for somebody else to do, but the government told you to do it, or in my case, it was, this is really good for you to do this, but the government, they don't like it so much. They call that marijuana. They call it marijuana because cannabis just wasn't scary enough. Didn't have that marijuana sound to it. You know what I mean? So, the next thing you know, the thing that's probably the best thing for you, if you ate it in your diet, you wouldn't have to smoke it in the long run. I think the smoking, it comes from the unavailability in the first place. You know, if they fed the animals hemp in their diet, if we had hemp-fed animals in hemp-made clothes, hemp-made fuel, and all these things that we could do, but we can't do them because law, you know, for our own good, we've got these laws. Living with a cat, I am pretty sure they are allergic to calm and peace, says my wife. I don't know who she's talking to, but we have a cat. I don't know, mental. Tonight I wasn't really planning to do I like to do the dork table with Mary, and Mary has been on secret Grammy Mary kid business for about a month now. She's been, you know, and she's got a big family. I remember when I had a big family. My father was, had a bunch of kids. My father was of five boys and five girls that were alive when I was born. And man, and he was the only one that didn't get remarried. Everybody else got married and divorced and married somebody else. I had one uncle and aunt that got married and divorced and then married each other again. They were a kick. But they had three of my cousins that, the ones that taught me about the Doors, how to play chess, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But as I was growing up, paying attention to these older kids paid off. Now it's all in the past, right? So you try to make sense of where you are today based on where you've been before. And, oh, wow. When I think about how I feel about it, is as though I've been one step ahead of the door shutting behind me, because the island I was living on in Scotland. Holy freaking shit. If I was in Scotland right now, I'd be more locked down than I am here. Because at that time I was still single. I wasn't married to anybody. So being locked down here but married, that's no big deal. I already got that situation covered. What else you got? Slap me with a bigger stick, because that just kind of tickled. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Anyway. Cowboy Tech is doing the cat thing. I see. I didn't know I was a cat lover until I got Dr. Cooper. And I don't know, Sir just keeps saving his life somehow, so he's still hanging in there. Poor guy. He's all mangled. He's got a fucked up front paw because he broke his foot somehow. Probably got hit by a car or something. And I didn't take him to the vet. Said, fuck it. He's a cat. He won't die from that. Because that's the kind of way I was raised. You know, if it's not bleeding or on fire or throwing up, well, then it's okay. There's other things. I broke a couple fingers working once. It's the only time I ever broke fingers or any bones at all. And it was just one of those freak times. I couldn't get my hand out fast enough and smack, got crushed. But there you go. You know, you learn your lessons however you learn them. I had to break two fingers to learn not to do a certain job with a certain person. Couldn't. You know, because lifting stuff, you got to be able to count on the other person to carry their end. And if they can't, they dump it all on you, and you're small like me, you're going to get hurt. And I ended up getting hurt. So, but, you know, when you tell people no, it usually helps to have a history. They insist on this shit. You can't just say, you know what, I really don't want to do that. And then they go, hey, well, you're a lazy prick, aren't you? Not, well, I don't trust your judgment and I don't want my fingers broken in the first place doesn't translate to other people. They wouldn't understand it. So it's a whole lot easier just to call lazy. Lazy, no count, bum. But then I believe in those, you know, those times where people slow you down. They stop you to talk for a minute, or maybe, and you can't prove it, but maybe those people interfering in your path stopped something that could have happened to you from happening to you, because you weren't where you were going to be because you got stopped to talk. And vice versa, it could work the other way. But I look at it in a positive light. I always figure, well, if somebody wants to talk to me, cause especially here in Denmark, And some days, two or three people will, hey, how you doing today? And other days, nothing. It just depends on the vibrations. See, Rob and Larry taught me so much about this stuff, but it's hard to discuss it, you know, out loud, alone, especially alone, because it's such a vague, I don't know if it's, would you call it vague or not, but it's an unexplored as far as a collective. The vibrations and frequencies, all the really important stuff, you know, that matters. What makes us what we are? What makes us what we are? And people think it's the house you live in, the car you drive. No, those are just things that own you. So when you go somewhere, people go, wow, you have money. Ooh. Now that I've given up on all that cars and all that jazz, I don't even like anything new. The cell phones, I still haven't got it. I had a Relic cell phone to call Cirque with. Now, it's kind of pointless to even bother with it. She gets to work from the house. Nobody that has any sense at where she works wants to actually go to the office. Most absolutely can't avoid going to the office. The consensus is, let's do this stuff from the house. Everybody seems to be more productive, and they're having, you know, some of us like our families, and they're having more time to spend with their kids, or sometimes it doesn't work out so good, but then again, this coronavirus scare, I guess it would matter how seriously you take it would be relative to how close you are to people that, you know, are deathly ill, one, with some kind of existing respiratory illness. Say they got pneumonia or something serious like that. That would scare the fuck out of that poor person, whoever's ill. After all this threat of corona, blah, 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 for however, it's been almost a year now, 10 months, give or take. And it's just strange to me that just the constant pounding of the threat is more important to the person than the actual numbers that are proven to be victims of the pandemic. Yet, I mean, I had somebody spark off at me about, somebody in the bar, okay? 300,000 people in America got COVID. And I said, yeah, but that doesn't amount to shit. That's like 0.01% of the population. It's nothing. But to somebody that doesn't understand, 320 million is uncountable. You couldn't, I mean, sit down and start counting. Let me know when you get to 320 million. It'll take you a while. But we throw these numbers around like they're, you know, they sound astronomical. And they truly are astronomical. 300,000 is a lot, but out of the amount of people that you're talking about, it's such a small fraction. It's hardly worth the anger from this woman because I'm mocking this fucking crap as a hoax, and she thinks it's real because 300,000 people got it in America. But where was the dead? Hello? So they got it. What was got it mean? They got the pandemic. No, they got a fucking cold or a flu-like thing. Whatever, however you determine the end result. It's not really complicated, but we've managed to clusterfuck this really good. I'd like to give everybody a simple answer, but how could you? We have television and internet, newspapers, and all kinds of other kinds of media. You know, there's apps to just fill your head full of shit that ain't true. And how do you know? Yeah. I guess if you're young, especially if you're young right now, fuck, I wouldn't know what to make of all this. Of course, I could say that because I didn't come from, I would assume. But yet, the people that I know that are younger than me, they seem to be making the same sense out of this that I do. So, well, I had a little bit of fun doing me ranting on the dork table tonight. Thanks a lot, Grimmer. And sorry about being so late. I was gaming mental and I got stoned and forgot about time and I got no partner and all. Wham, wham. Fucking wham. Boo hoo. Boo hoo. Boo. But I don't know. Sure like to fix this predicament that we're in. But I don't believe it's the same thing that you guys, well, whoever you guys are, the public, you know, the people, the masses, people out there that are actually, you know, involved in shit, so busy, they don't really have time to actually think about anything besides what they're doing at the time. So learning all this crap that we've managed to accumulate, what a luxury it's turned out to be in the long run. You know, it may not have been all that pleasant for some folks to get where we got, but, well, at least we know. Whatever it is, we know. And maybe there's other people that think it that just need to be opened up to it openly, where, you know, it's not just something rattling around in their head. And they wonder, am I insane? Everybody else believes this crap. It's got to be true. And fortunately, we don't. So, to those of you out there in radio land that still do, well, I hope you don't. And thanks a lot, Grimnir. Let me get my buttons going here. Open up that close thing so I can close out and do this giving back its sight stuff. Let me see. I got to open up my wire. And you get to listen to all this crap. But all these buttons, which one is wire? There it is. Yay. And I'm going to stop right about now. Bye.